Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir, Daf Samach, and we will begin on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Nazir Shayu Tameh B'Safik or Mukhla B'Safik. We have the individual, we discussed this case already earlier on Daf Nun Hey, Daf Nun Vav. We have this individual who is certainly a Nazir, but we don't know if he became Tamei, and therefore has the halachas of a Nazir Tamei. And we also don't know if he was a Metzairah. He's a Safek Metzairah. And as we explained earlier, how do we have a situation of one being a Safek Metzairah? As the Mefarshim point out, it cannot be a situation where the individual, we don't know if the exact rules that the Torah says apply to someone who is a Nazir, who is a Metzairah, happened over here or not, because as the Mefarshim explain, until one is absolutely declared to be a Nazir, to be a Metzairah, he's not a Metzairah. So that can't be the situation. Rather, as the Mefarshim explained, the situation is either a situation where a Kohen declared one of these two Nazirim to be a Metzairah, but then they forgot who was the person that they declared should be a Metzairah. That's one possible scenario. Another possible scenario is that the Kohen declared someone to be a Nazir, but then they didn't know if this Kohen is truly a Kohen or not. His status as being a Kohen was questioned, and therefore the halacha is that this person is a Safek Metzairah. And before we begin delving into our sugyas Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, it's worthwhile to review for a moment the halachas of a Nazir Tamei, of a Metzairah, and of a Nazir Tohar. A Metzairah, once he's declared that he has been healed, on the first day has to bring two birds. One bird is slaughtered and mixed with Mayim Chayim, and another bird is taken together with Eitz Erois, Shni Solas, Ezoiv, grass, and dipped into that combination of blood and water, sprinkled on the Metzairah seven times. The Metzairah then takes a body shave, begins a count of 7 days, and on the seventh day, he again has a body shave and kamanos brought. A Nazir Tamei forfeits the days that he already kept as a Nazir, has to be metar himself by having the Mei Parah Aduma sprinkled on him on the third and seventh day, and then begins to resume his Naziris from scratch. He has to bring the kabbonis of a chatas ha'oif, a oilas ha'oif, and a carbon asham. A nazir tahor, when he completes his naziris, has to bring three kabbonis, a chatas, an oila, and a shlomen. So says our Mishnah, this individual, tell you that was a nazir, but he's a tamei b'safik and a muchlet b'safik. Da'loch is oichel b'kotsh me'achashishim yoyim. Since we don't know exact status of this person, and as we're going to learn, a person cannot have the days of Naziris overlap with the days of Tzaras. Furthermore, a haircut that is taken because of Tzaras cannot also serve the purpose of being a haircut for Naziris, as we will learn in Mitzvashem on Daf Samach Amud Beis. What happens with this individual is, he has to, if today is day one, and as the Mefarshim explained, our Mishnah Gemara is referring where everything coincides and begins on the very same day. So we don't know if he's a Nazir Tamei. If he was a Nazir Tamei, he would be Matar himself with having the Mechata sprinkled on him on day three and day seven, and then taking a haircut. We don't know if he's a Metzairah, for if he were a Metzairah, he would start his purification process today and complete it in 7 days. He may be only a Nazir. So therefore, since he may only be a Nazir, and Halacha, as we know, is that a Nazir may not cut his hair, he has to wait the full 30 days. When day 30 comes, he takes a haircut. But that haircut may serve one of a number of purposes. Actually, one of three purposes. It may be the first haircut of a Mitzayra. It may be the haircut that a Nazir Tame takes. And it may be the haircut that a Nazir Torah takes. Now, again, he must wait 30 days. Because we still don't know what he really is. At the end of those 30 days, again he takes a haircut. That haircut may be the completion of his Mitzayra, purification process. And even though, as we just said before, the typical time frame for such a process is 7 days, it doesn't exclude that it may take longer when there is, and that is the case here, that even though if he were a Mitzayra, he would only wait 7 days between the beginning and conclusion of his purification process. We don't know really where he stands. And then the halacha is that he also may be a Nazir Tar, so he takes a haircut. But one thing we do know at this point, that even if he was a Mitzayra, he has completed his purification process of the Tzaras. And therefore, a Mitzayra, the halacha is, may not eat kachim. However, a Nazir, even a Nazir Tameh, may eat kachim. Since there's certainly no longer any consideration that this individual is a Mitzayra, after 60 days, taking a haircut on day 30, taking a haircut on day 60, he may eat kachim. However, he won't be certainly completed his Naziris until he takes again a haircut on day 90 and a haircut on day 120. On day 90, the haircut he takes, we don't know what the first two haircuts were. It could well be that the first two haircuts that he took on day 30 and on day 60 were to resolve his Tzaras status. And therefore the haircut on day 90 may be to resolve his Naziris Tumah status. It also may be that he was never a Nazir Tameh, and that haircut on day 90 is a haircut for Naziris Tahara, but we don't know. So we have to assume, we have to be machmer, that the haircut on day 90 is only resolving the Naziris Tumah, and he waits to day 120, when then for sure he also resolved the Naziris Tahara, and he is certainly no longer a Nazir, and that's why Shoshiyayin Umetamil Amesim Achamei Vesrim Yoyim. For the Mishnah explains, Shetaglachas Hanega Doichetaglachas HaNazir. If he is indeed a Mitzayra, he has to first resolve his Tzaras, and furthermore, the haircut that he took to resolve his Tzaras, to purify himself from his Tzaras, cannot be used and cannot be considered also a haircut that he needs to take to finish his Naziris. However, that would be the halacha b'zman shehu vaday, if we knew for certain that he was a Mitzayra. Here, however, a b'zman shehu safek, we don't know if this haircut that he's taking is it for Tzaras, is it for Naziris, because we don't know his Tzaras status, and therefore ein adoicha, and that's why we have to prolong waiting till he could take the haircut. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in a b'raisa, b'med v'amurim, when was this halacha said, that this person who is certainly a Nazir, but maybe Tameh, and maybe a Mitzayra, has to go through this process of taking a haircut every 30 days for 120 days? That is, says the Gemara, the Naziris Matis. When the Naziris he accepted upon himself was the minimal term of Naziris, a term of 30 days. Ava b'Naziris b'Shana, but we had the exact same situation, an individual who's certainly a Nazir, a question if he's a Mitzayra, and a question if he's a Nazir Tameh, but he had accepted upon himself a term of Naziris of a year, Ava b'Naziris b'Shana, the exact same procedure is followed, but instead of using intervals of 30 days, we use intervals of a year. Because again, it's the same concern. We don't know if he's a Metzairah. We don't know if he's a Nazir Tamei. If we knew for sure he was a Nazir, a Metzairah, then he would count 7 days and take a hikur on day one, a body shave on day one, also a body shave 7 days later, and we know his saras situation is resolved, and we could start counting his naziris. Similarly, if we knew for sure that he was a Nazir Tamei, he could purify himself from the tumah and then begin his count. But here we don't know. So on one hand, we have to say maybe he's not the Metzairah. Maybe he's not a Nazir Tamei, and he has to keep the Naziris, which is a Naziris of a year. On the other hand, he may, yes, be a Metzairah. He may well be a Nazir Tamei, and he can't begin to count his Naziris Tahara until he resolves all of those issues. And that's why, if it was a Naziris of a year, a term of a year, that he had accepted upon himself, the halach is the first two haircuts, the one that takes place after 1 year, and the second one that takes place after the second year, may be the haircut of Tzaras. And however, even if he was Metzairah, after those two haircuts took place, he could certainly be sure that he's no longer Metzairah, and therefore Oichel B'Kotshim Lachashtei Shonim Yishayin Metam L'Meisim. However, he cannot be certain that he has completed all of his Naziris requirements until Ach Arbashonim, until 4 years pass, failure pass. Our Mishnah and the Gemara that we had till now only focused on the haircuts. How many haircuts does he have to take? When does he take those haircuts? What do those haircuts accomplish? And as we have learned earlier at the beginning of our perek, there's a separate consideration with these haircuts, because the haircut that a Nazir takes, the body shave that a Metzairah takes, are really shavings that a person is not allowed to take. They involve the different lavim of Pasukonim Lo Yegalechu, Lo Yisashchus Pasukonecha, and therefore we explain that our Mishnah, our Mishnayis, are referring to Ketanim, or women who aren't over these Isurim when they take haircut. Now our Gemara, however, will turn to a different aspect that we have to focus on. And those are the Karbonis that we discussed at the beginning of our shir, that a Nazir and a Metzairah have to bring. Which Karbonis does he bring? When does he bring those Karbonis? How does he bring those Karbonis? Says the Braisa, the Taniya Lo. We learned in the Braisa, Umagaleach Arbataglochius, as we learned, this person who's a Nazir and also a Suffolk of his Tamei and a Suffolk of his Metzairah that has to undergo 4 haircuts. Taglachas Rishoina, the first haircut that he takes, he does the following. He brings Tzipirim. He brings birds. We're going to explain this Braisa, but it's important to note that the Gemara, after quoting the Braisa, explains the Braisa, so we will again review the explanation then. As we said at the beginning of the shir, a Metzairah, as he begins his purification process, has to bring 2 birds, one to be slaughtered and mixed with Mayim Chayim, and one that is combined with Eitz Eretz Shnei Solas Ezoiv to use to sprinkle on him, and then that bird is let free. That isn't really an avoida of a carbon. In fact, that avoida doesn't take place in the Azara. It may not take place in the Azara. For this individual is still a Metzairah who may not enter into the Machnas Shechina. So certainly there is no problem that this first haircut that he's taking, and there's a possibility that this haircut that he's taking is for the purpose, is because he is a Metzairah, and this is the beginning of his purification process, he could take that haircut. He also could bring the Chatas Ha'if. The Chatas Ha'if he brings in case he wasn't a Metzairah, but he was a Nazir Tamei. Then we said the halach is that a Nazir Tamei brings a Chatas Ha'if, an Oilas Ha'if, and a Karban Asham. So at this point, the Gemara suggests the Karban Asham he certainly can't bring, because you could only bring a carbon ashram if you're certainly mechuyev to bring the carbon ashram. Otherwise, it's a question of chulin ba'azora. So the carbon ashram he doesn't bring. The carbon chatos ha'oif, even though typically a carbon chatos cannot be brought mesafik, here he can bring the carbon chatos even though he has a safik, because the halacha is a chatos ha'oif is an exception to the rule that a carbon chatos can't be brought mesafik. And the question is, does he also have to bring the oilus ha'oif that a nazir tameh brings? Some rishonim suggest that he certainly brings the oilus ha'oif, because there's no great concern in bringing an oilus ha'oif, because he can make a tanai. He could say, if I'm obligated to bring the oilus ha'oif, fine, I'm bringing it because I was a nazir tameh. If I wasn't obligated because I wasn't tameh, this oilus ha'oif that I'm bringing should be in the place, should be as a nedava. However, many Rishonim suggest that since the Gemara doesn't mention the fact that he brings an oilus ha'oif, it must be that he doesn't bring an oilus ha'oif. And we'll explain in a moment why not. And he brings an oilus behema, because the halacha is that a nazir tohar, when he completes his naziris, brings a carbon oil, a carbon shlamim, a carbon chatos. Carbon chatos he can't bring for sure, because we only bring a carbon chatos when we know that he has to bring it. Here we don't know if he was a nazir tohar. We don't know if he was obligated to bring that carbon chatos, so he can't bring it. The carbon oil he brings with a tanai, if I'm obligated to bring it, because this is the completion on my naziris, I'm bringing it. And as we learned earlier in our masechta, the halach is that even though a nazir tohar brings three kabonas, the halach is that he could shave even if he only brought one of them, and therefore even if he only brought the oilus oif, it will be adequate that he should be allowed to shave. And the oilus, what about the shlomim? So the Rishonim suggest that the carbon shlomim he doesn't bring. Why doesn't he bring the carbon shlomim? Why can't he make a tanai on the carbon shlomim, just like he makes a tanai in the oil? And he says, if I'm mechuyev, so it should be for my obligation. If I'm not mechuyev, it should be a nedava. So Rishonim suggest, since the shlomim nazir require a special tanufa, which regular shlomim don't require, the shlomim nazir require the special din that we discussed of Zroya b'sheila. And the regular shlomim doesn't. A regular shlomim, a nechel l'shnei yumim v'layla echad, eaten for 2 days or one night. A shlomim nazir only nechel l'yoyim v'layla. So therefore, he can't bring a shlomim. But the Rishonim go a drop deeper, and they say, since this person really isn't quite certain what kabonis he's obligated to bring, we only ask him to bring the minimum, and therefore bringing the oila is enough. With this svara, we now can answer the question that we discussed a moment ago. We said that on the chance that he's a nazir tamei, we understood that he can't bring the carbon asham. The chatas oif we said he should bring, but we discussed why doesn't he bring the oilus oif with a tanai. So the Rishonim explained, since we want to minimize the amount of kabbonis he has to bring, we only bring what he must bring, therefore we don't require him to bring the oilas oif, because we're trying to minimize. Why do we exclude the oilas oif? Why not exclude the chatas oif? So Rishonim go on to explain. As we just explained this moment, an oilus behema, he is going to bring. So if he is mechuyiv to bring an oilus oif, although an oilus behema really cannot cover the obligation to bring an oilus oif, they certainly have some commonality. They're both an oila, and therefore by bringing the oilus behema, that will cover the obligation to bring the oilus oif. It doesn't have to bring an oilus oif. Shnia, when he takes the second haircut, maybe chatas oif, he has to bring, He has to bring a chatas oif because perhaps he was a nazir tamei, and if he was a nazir, and if he was a nazir tamei, he has to bring a chatas oif, and he also has to bring an oilas behema in case he was a nazir tor, and that's why he has to bring the oilas behema with the tanai. If he was a nazir tor, this is his oilas behema, and if not, this is his. If not, this is an adava. The chatas oif that he's bringing is explained to Rishonim for a mitzora. For another tamei, he already brought the chatas oif. Here we're concerned about the fact that he may be a mitzora who's completing his tzaras. And even though the halacha is that a person of means, when he completes his tzaras, brings a chatas or a behema, the Torah tells us that if Mitzayra is a person who can't afford it, he could bring a Chatos Oif. This individual, a Chatos Behema, he can't bring, because a Chatos Behema cannot be brought if you're not certainly obligated. It's a Shaila of Chulin Bazara. So what will he bring? He'll bring it. He'll be mafker all of his assets to be in the status of a poor individual. Once he's in the status of a poor individual, he is obligated to complete his tzaras with a chatas oif. And the chatas oif, as we just learned before, can be brought in a situation of suffik, and therefore he will resolve his tzaras. Shlishis, on day 90, when he takes his third haircut, the halacha is, he's certainly not a mitzayra. The only question is he a nazir tameh or a nazir tahar? Therefore, he brings the chatas oif on the chance that he's a nazir tameh, and he brings the oilas behema on the chance that he was, that this shaving is because he's a nazir tahar. Revius, at the end, the last shaving on day 120, he certainly has resolved any tzaras obligations, any nazir tamei obligations. Now he's bringing out the nazir tahor, so he certainly brings the chatos and the shlomim that a nazir tahor brings when he completes his terms, when he's completed his term. The oil that he brings now, he makes it tonight. If the oilless behemoth that I brought previously to represent the completion on my naziris tahara was to satisfy that, because I wasn't a mitzayra and I wasn't a nazir tamei, then now the oil I'm bringing now should be an oilus nadova. However, if those oilus did not resolve my naziris, then this my naziris tahara obligation, then this oil I bring now will be for that obligation. And as we said, the Gemara now will analyze each of these cases that we just discussed. Amar taglachas rishonim mevi. The first haircut, he brings the tzipayrim. Memanashach. Whatever way you look at it, shabba kamaisi. He's doing the right thing. Why? Divadi mitzayrahu. If he's certainly a mitzayrah, v'lav tamei, and he was never another tamei, tzipayrim chavasai. He's obligated to bring the tzipayrim, because that's the purification process of a mitzayrah. The chatas oif, which he's bringing, the chatas oif that he's bringing, that maybe he was a nazir tamei, and maybe he wasn't, he could still bring it, for as we have learned, a chatas oif can be brought even in a situation of suffik, and that chatas oif, ozl kfura, goes for burial. And as the Rishonim explained, even though normally when a chatas oif is brought, misafik, it's nisraf, it's burnt, the kahana may not eat any portion of that chatas, for we must be concerned that there is no obligation to bring that chatas. But it's not buried, it's burnt. This chatas is buried. The reason it's buried is because we have a situation of a svek sveka. We don't know if he was bechlal a nazir tamei. And even if he was a nazir tamei, he might also be a mitzayra. And because he's a mitzayra, he can't yet bring his nazir tamei kabonis. Therefore, we have to. Therefore, the halacha explained to Rishonim is that it's burnt. Oila that he brings is in the dova, and he says a tanai. If I'm obligated because I completed my naziris, then this is that oila, and I could shave based on bringing you one carbon. And if not, it should be in a dova. Ulagalcha b'soif shiva. However, even though, as we have explained, a mitzayra, when he goes through his purification process, shaves on day one, counts 7 days, and on day seven shaves again, this individual, ulagalcha b'soif shiva yefshur, will not be able to take a shave on day seven. Because dilmalab muchlehu, maybe he was never a mitzayra. And if he wasn't a mitzayra, he's a nazir. And a nazir, Rachmana, the Torah tells us, talo yaval roisha ad malais. He can't take a haircut until he completes his naziris. And therefore, since we have a concern that he may only be now beginning his naziris term, because this haircut that he's taking was because maybe he was a nazir tamei, he has to wait 30 days till he takes his next haircut. The Mefarshim again point out that this is only if it was a mitzayra muchlet. Were he a mitzayra muzgar, a mitzayra that's confined, that's quarantined, because the kohen isn't sure if he is or isn't a tzaras, there would be different. These halachas would not apply because a mitzayra muzgar doesn't have these rules of going through this purification process. V'ilav mitzayra hava, if he wasn't a mitzayra, v'utamei chatas oif, the chatas oif he's bringing is chavasai v'tzipayrim. This that he brought these birds, which he wasn't obligated to do because it really wasn't a mitzayra. Abroin comes avdin. Anyway, as we explained, the avoida of the birds is not done in the azara; it's done outside the azara, and therefore there is no concern of lo have a chulim bazara. We don't have a concern of chulim bazara. And dailus behema, he's bringing, even though he shouldn't be bringing it because he's only beginning his naziris now. He's only completing his naziris tumma are going to be on the dovel. Furthermore, v'lav mitzayra hu v'lav tamehu. If it turns out that he was never a mitzayra, nor was he a nazir tameh, so the tzipirin that he brought, as we just said, abroikum as abdin, are being brought outside the azara, so it doesn't represent that he did an avoida that he wasn't allowed to do. The chatas oif may be brought misafik, and nobody's going to eat it, that there's a concern that kohanim will be eating a chatas that they may not eat. It'll go to kvura, it'll go for burial, and the oilus ba'if, the oilus behemah, then he truly is a nazir, and the oilus behemah that he's bringing represent the chayvah, the obligation that he has to bring as he completes his nazir's term. Ask the Gemara, and there's a machlokes rishonim how to understand this Gemara. V'bay asham, doesn't a mitzayra also require an asham? And the Gemara, according to one pshat in the rishonim, saying that the asham is obligatory and he cannot complete his tzaras until he brings the asham. Other Rishonim along the same line say that the Gemara's question could be regarding the nazir tameh who has to bring an asham, and the Gemara is suggesting that asham is obligatory, so how are we going to resolve that requirement? Answers the Gemara, they will bring the asham. How could you bring the ashram? He may not be obligated to bring the ashram. He may not be a mitzayra. He may not be a nazir tamei. It represents the opinion of Shimon, Damar Maisi Amasni. Rav Shimon is the opinion that since the avoida of a carbon ashram is identical to the avoida of a carbon shlomim, and a shlomim can be brought as a nedava, what happens here is that he brings the ashram and he makes it tonight. If I'm obligated to bring the asham, all is fine and well, this is the asham. And if I'm not obligated to bring a carbon asham, it should be a carbon shlomim. Even though there is one very big fundamental difference between an asham and a shlomim. An asham is nechel yom v'layla, it's eaten for 1 day and a night. A shlomim is nechel shnei yom v'layla, 2 days and a night. Rav Shimon isn't concerned with that, so we'll eat if it's a shlomim. It's still a shlomim, just eaten less time than it may be eaten. And therefore, the Brice is teaching us, the Gemara is teaching us, that this Brice, according to this opinion of the Rishonim, that this Brice represents the opinion of Reb Shimon, that the Asham is essential, but he could bring the Asham with the Tanai that we just explained. However, there is another Pshat in the Rishonim. The other Pshat in the Rishonim is that the Asham is not essential. And therefore, the Gemara, does, the Brice doesn't require the Asham to be brought. What the Brice is saying is as follows. According to Reb Shimon, that whenever one has a doubt if he's mechuyev to bring a carbon asham, he could bring it with the tnai and say, if I'm obligated, fine, and if not, it should be a carbon shlomim. Reb Shimon, in the case of our Braisa Mishnah, will also hold he should bring the asham with that tnai. However, the Chachamim disagree with Reb Shimon, because the Chachamim hold of the concept of Eim Avim Kotchin Lebeis Apsul. One should not cause that kachin should be allowed to be eaten less time than they really may, because it may come to a situation that will have leftover kachin, will have a situation of noiser, and therefore the Chacham say, don't make this tonight by Asham. And therefore the Chacham hold that since the Asham is not essential, and furthermore, they don't want us to make that tonight, we only bring the Kabbonis listed in the Braisa, and we don't bring the Asham, but the omission of bringing the Asham doesn't affect the person's status, because the Asham is not Ma'akif. Continues the Gemara in explaining the Brice that we quoted on top of the Amid. Taglacha Shni V'Shlishas, when he takes the second or third haircut on day 60 and day 90, Tzipayron Leitzorach, he doesn't have to bring birds. Because even if he was a Metzaira, he already brought the birds by the first haircut. David, Ma'ikah, what is the concern? Dilma Vade Machlehu, maybe he was a Mitzoyra. Chada, he brings a Chattas Oif L'Sofik Sifrai. He also brings a Chattas Oif L'Sofik Tomosai. He brings two Chattas Oif. One he brings that he may be completing his Saras purification procedure, and he has to bring a Chattas Oif. And as we explained earlier, if he's a person of means, who cannot absolve himself with Chatas Oif, what he will have to do is bring be masker his nechasim, to put himself in the status of a poor person, that he does bring a Chatas Oif. He also brings a Chatas Oif because he may be completing now his days of Nazir Tumah, that brings a Chatas Oif. And he also brings an Oila, Behema, with the Tanai, that if I'm completing now Nazir's Tahara, this should be the carbon oiler. If not, it should be an oilless Nadova. Taglachas Revius, at the haircut he takes a day 120, the last haircut he's taking, there may be carbon Tahara. He brings a full set of carbon that is brought when a Nazir completes his Nazir's, a Chattas, an oiler, and a Shlomim, or Masnin. He makes the following condition. Ivadi Nazirhu, if I was only a Nazir Tahor, I was never a Nazir Tamei, I was never Mitzayra, so Oila Rishayna, I already took care of the requirement that I must bring an Oila. So the Oila Rishayna I brought is a Chayva, and this Oila that I'm bringing now again should be a Nadova. V'Tamei Mukhlehu, but if I was indeed Tamei, if I was indeed a Mitzayra, then I couldn't have brought Kabbonis to complete my Naziris at day 30, at day 60, at that 90, because I had to first resolve my Tzara's concern. I had to first resolve my Naziris stomach concern. So those carbon oilers that I brought on those days were in the Dova. The zoo and the carbon oiler that I bring today is a Chayva, and he also brings today the Chattas and Shlomim, which are the remainder, Sharkabot, the remainder of his obligation as a Nazir, and now he completely has resolved all of his concerns. The Mara continues now, mentioning a Braisa that discusses different scenarios that could come up with an individual. Our scenario of the Mishnah and the Gemara that we learned so far today spoke about a person who was certainly a Nazir, and a question if he was a Mitzayra, and a question if he was a Nazir Tamei. What would be the halacha if he's Tamei Safik? He's certainly a Nazir. He's a Safik if he's a Nazir Tamei, but he certainly is mukhlat vaday. He certainly was a mitzayra. So the halacha is oich b'kachim lach shemayna yomim. Since we know for sure that he's a mitzayra, the first thing he does is that he resolves his tzaras, and therefore on day one he brings the two birds and has them sprinkled, takes the body shave and begins to count the days of tzaras. Counts for 7 days. On day 7, again brings kabbonis, again goes through a body shave, and he knows he's finished his tzaras. Now he starts counting, but we don't know what he is. Is he a nazir tahor or is he a nazir tameh? So he waits for 30 days, and at the end of 30 days, which is really 37, because he already counted 7 days to complete his tzaras, he brings a chatas oif. The chatas oif he brings misafik. Maybe he is a nazir tameh, maybe he isn't a nazir tameh, and there goes l'kvura. And he brings a oila, again with a oilas behema, again with a tanai. If I'm completing my Naziris Tahara, this should be for that goal. If not, it should be in the Dava. And then again begins counting another 30 days in case he just only completed his Naziris Tumah, for a total of 67 days. And Lacha Shishim Shivim Yoim, he's completely free. In a situation, says the Braisa, where the individual is a Mukhlat Safik, he's certainly a Nazir. It's a question if he was a Mitzayra, and he's a Tamei Vada, and he certainly is Tamei. Here the halacha is as follows. Oich b'kachim, lach ha-shloshim shim yoyim. He can only begin eating kachim after 37 days. Why? Since we're not sure if he is a Mitzayra or not, so on day one, he brings the birds, but he can't just wait 7 days, because maybe he isn't a Mitzayra. And he, therefore, his halacha of Naziris immediately kicks in. So he has to wait 30 days. He has to wait 30 days, but he also was certainly a Nazir Tameh. Because he was certainly a Nazir Tameh, and he has to go through the purification process with the Paraduma on day 3 and day 7, on the 7th day he shaves as a Nazir Tameh, and will also be considered that he should shave his entire body, and therefore, in case he's a Mitzayra. Then he waits 30 days, because if he was not a Mitzayra, he already shaved his Naziris Tumah, and now he has to begin his Naziris Tara, so he has to wait 30 days before he undergoes his second body shave, which will take us to day 37. Now, if after he finishes day 37, when he brings a oilas behema in case he was a nazir, and he brings a chatas oif in case he was a mitzayra, and a chatas oif in case he was a nazir tamei, then he starts counting another 30 days. He has to wait another 7 days to complete. First, he has to wait another 7 days and shave for the tumah on day 44 to complete his concern of being a nazir tameh. And the halacha is that a nazir tameh can't take a haircut unless he has a growth of 7 days. So he wells 37 plus 7 is 44. At 44, he brings the chatas oif of a nazir tameh. And now he starts counting that on the chance that he was a Mitzayra, and on the chance that he was a Nazir Tameh, so he's completed, he was certainly a Nazir Tameh, and the chance he was a Mitzayra, he's resolved all of those concerns, counts another 30 days, because now he's a Nazir Tar, which gives us a total of 74 days, and that's why we show Shijanim Tamil Mesim, Lachashim Vaboim Yoin. Tameh Vadai, or Mukhlat Vadai, in a case where we know that the person was a Nazir, we also know he was a Nazir Tameh, and we also know that he was certainly a Mitzayra. The halach is Oich B'Kachim Lach Hashmoni Yomim. What this person does is first he resolves his tzaras. On day one, he starts his tzaras purification process, completing it on day 7. Then he waits another 7 days to resolve his Naziris Tumah issue, because the haircuts that he took on day 1, on day 7, as we learned, and we'll learn in a moment again, cannot cover both requirements, the requirement of being a Nazir, the requirement that a Nazir Tomei take a haircut, and the requirement that a Mitzvah take a haircut, can't kill two birds with one stone. So he has to wait another 7 days, which gives us a total of 14. And then, so on day 14, he completes his Nazir's Tuma process. We're bringing the Chatos, Hoif, the Oilos Hoif, the Karban Asham. Then he resumes, then he begins his Naziris, which is 30 days. And at the end of 30 days, which is a total of 44, Shoshi Yayinim, Tam Lamesim, Lacha, Vaboim, Vaboim, Yayim, after 44 days. Says the Gemara. And the Gemara is now going to focus on a halacha that we've been mentioning many times. We've been saying that the haircut of Naziris Tumah and Saras and Naziris Tahara, one, you can't take one haircut to cover more than one obligation. And the Gemara is going to focus on why is the halacha that way. Shalot Talmidav as Rav Shim ben Yochai, Nazir Tahara Mitzayra. If somebody is both a Nazir Tahara and a Mitzayra, Ma'ash Yigaleach Taglach Achas, can he take one haircut? Voilo Lekan Olekan. And as the Rosh explains the Gemara's question, the Gemara's question is not if it could work. The Gemara's question is that we know it isn't acceptable, and the Gemara is trying to understand why not. Amalem Enem Galayach, it can't work. And the question is, Loma, why? Amalem, Ilazel Gadl, Vazel Gadl. If both haircuts serve the same purpose, that it's a haircut that afterwards the person is supposed to grow his hair, both haircuts serve the same purpose that it was to remove hair. Perhaps you're suggesting a good question. Why can't one haircut cover both obligations? However, achshav, nazir lahaver, the purpose of a nazir who completes his term of naziris is to remove hair, to shave his hair, not as a prerequisite to grow hair. The first haircut that a mitzvah goes through is the gadol, because he now starts growing his hair for the next 7 days. Since the purpose of these haircuts is so different, the same haircut can't be used for one haircut can't be used for both of those purposes. Ask the Gemara. We can understand that the haircut that a nazir takes and the haircut that a mitzvah takes at the beginning of his purification process, as he completes his tzaras time, can't be taken as one because they have different purposes. Of a saloi me sfiroi, the haircut that a mitzvah takes on day 7, which is to remove his hair, and not as a prerequisite for growing hair again, should also be able to serve as the haircut of Naziris Tahara. Amalem, so Shim ben Yochai responded, if both of these haircuts took place before the carbon was brought, I could understand. Yofat the Maimrim. El mitzvah, by mitzvah, the haircut takes place lefnei zrikas damim. A nazir, the haircut takes place lachas zrikas damim, and therefore, since they're so different, they can't serve the same purpose. Ask the Talmidim further. V'lo sal loy lemeit tzarastoy v'nazirosoy. I can understand why the same haircut can't be used to end a naziris and a tzaras. However, v'sal loy lemeit tzarat v'tumasoy. Why can't the same haircut that is done for mitzayra also work for nazir tamei? That as he becomes puyor tar, before he begins counting his new naziris or his naziris, he has to take a haircut. Amlen, il zelif ne bayis bayim, zelif ne bayis bayim. Both of these haircuts, they're saying, are in order. The first haircut of the tzaras and the haircut of naziris tumah are prerequisites for him to be able to begin growing his hair. So he said, Il Zelf Nebeis Maim, Zelf Nebeis Maim. Both these haircuts were done before he went to the mikvah. Yofa Atamim, you would be saying correct. However, Tomei La'achabis Maim, the haircut that a Tomei takes, he takes after going to the mikvah. The Mitzvah takes his haircut, his body shave, Lefnei Bias Maim, before he goes to the mikvah, and therefore they can't combine. Amaloi. So the Talmidim continue asking Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, Yofa Matish Loi Talo Lemei Sfiral and Nazarosai. We understand why the same haircut cannot count for the second shaving of his mitzayra and the conclusion of his naziris. However, why can't one haircut count for the first shaving of the Metzora, and for the Tumah. Zelagadl was Zelagadlhu. Amu Nazatarhu or Metzora. So they explain. If he was a Nazatar who was a Metzora, so the goals are different. Zelagadl, a Nazatar is Zelahaver. A Metzora's first haircut is in order that he should begin growing hair, a prerequisite for the seven Yemei Sviroi, and a Nazir is taking a haircut to remove hair. Vim Nazir Tomei Metzora, Zelafnei Biasmayim, the Metzora takes a haircut before he goes to the mikveh, Zelach Biasmayim, the Nazir takes a haircut after going to the mikveh. And in fact, the Gemara quotes a Braisa that points out these nafkaminas, these differences between the haircuts. Zelf nebius maim, zelf beachas peimaim. A Metzora takes a haircut before he goes to the mikveh. A Nazir after he goes to the mikveh. Zelf nezrikas domim, zelachas rikas domim. A Metzora shaves his body before the kabbanas are brought. Nazir shaves his hair after the kabbanas are brought. So our Gemara just taught us that if the same act has different purposes, that act cannot be combined to fulfill multiple obligations. And I saw that Shabina Rav uses this concept to explain a halacha. He said if one is eating a meal on Friday afternoon, and as he completes his meal, and he has to bench, he also has to make kiddush because it's Friday night, he can't use one cup of wine for kiddush and benching. Why? Because our Gemara just taught us. If they have different purposes, zel gadol v'zel haver, you can't combine obligations. However, says the Chabita Rav, let's say Yontif comes out on Matzoy Shabbos, we know that one cup of wine is used to say kiddush and Abdullah, Yaknahaz, instead of now one cup of wine. Why? So explains the Chabina Rav, since Kiddush and Avdallah do serve the same purpose, the purpose of Kiddush and Avdallah are both to separate and to remove this day from all other days, one cup of wine can be used for both purposes. And I saw the same concept regarding a person, Rachman Tzlan, who's an Oval. And let's say somebody lost both parents, a father and a mother, in the same time. Can he say, and he says Kaddish, and he's saying Kaddish for both? Is that acceptable? So the Paiskim say, since the purpose of the Kaddish is the same purpose by both parents, he can say one Kaddish for both. The Paiskim do say that the minig, that one puts on a candle on a yard site, on the day of a yard site, if a person has a yard site for two parents on one day, he should light separate candles. And for the same reason, the Paiskim say, if there's someone who is being paid to say Kaddish, he could say Kaddish for more than one person at a time, since the purpose of the Kaddish is all the same. The Mefarshim go on, the Paiskim go on to say that the minig is, the halacha is that when we take the Esrig on the first day of Sukkot, we make a Shechiyonu. Many people also eat from that Esrig on Tu Bishvat. And again, they make a Shechiyonu. How do they make a Shechiyonu? Two times a Shechiyonu on the same Esrig. So the Paiskim explain, since the purpose of these Shechiyonus are so very different, this is a Shechiyonu for the mitzvah, and this is a Shechiyonu for the eating the Esrig. So it's two separate Shechiyonus, and we're not Yoitza with one Shechiyonu. And in fact, the Mefarshim explain, with this concept that we've been discussing, we can understand a Gemara in Masechta Megillah. The Gemara says in Masechta Megillah, "Mevatlin Talmud Torah leKriyas Megillah." And the Mefarshim ask obvious question: what's Pshat Mevatlin Talmud Torah leKriyas Megillah? Isn't Kriyas Megillah Talmud Torah? So why is it called Vitl Torah for Kriyas Megillah? Say to Mefarshim, according to the way we're explaining, it's very gishmak. A person who's listening to the Megillah is the purpose of Pirsum Anes. A person who's learning Torah is to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Since they're two different purposes, they cannot combine. And therefore, the Gemara correctly says, Vatlan Talmud Torah, the Kriyas Megillah.